Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's go to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. And the city's so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. Baby, it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life.
and then sing.
Now let's live.
That must be what the deal is, because that's how the media portrayed it. But obviously there's some things that were, you know, brought to light in the case that allowed her to be able to sound not guilty.
Yeah, I think it just came down to reasonable doubt. You know, if any type of reasonable doubt can be created, or if it wasn't just this cut and dry from a proof perspective. You know, I mean, clearly they just couldn't tie the death of the baby to her specifically. But this is a freaky story, though. So, something's going on. I mean, anytime, you know, she's on the bench and says that her dad raped her, what does that have to do with the trial? So I do believe there's definitely something going on that we have no idea about. Folks, this is not a judgmental program. We're just intelligent people and talking about a very interesting topic. Casey Anthony, not guilty. It's 10:11. We'll be right back.
So hard to breathe, it's air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you
hump day, July 7th. Hey, not guilty is the verdict. Kaylee Marie Anthony was the baby. Really, that brought about this real bizarre situation. Nobody really knows the truth. I think Casey Anthony is probably going to be one of the most hated women in America for a while anyway. This was pretty heinous. This is what we do know. There's a lot that we don't know, but this is what we do know. Baby was found in the woods dead a long time after the fact. Mother loses a baby, doesn't report it for like 31 days, continues to rock out, party. And at the end of the day, that's what we do know. Something stinks in suburbia, just based on the facts. Something stinks, and something to me just doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem like justice has been served. The reality is, we still don't know who killed the baby. That's a problem to me. To me, for me, and I think that makes an interesting topic for tonight. Dee Dee, Domare, and anybody else listening out in Radio Land, if your child was missing for 31 seconds, let alone 31 minutes, let alone 31 hours,
you know,
31 days. What's happening?
I was at my family reunion last weekend, weekend before last, all the weekends running together. Needless to say, it's a family reunion. We were the only people at this particular park, and whatever, no other families, just us or whatever the case may be. But what happens? My child gets the mission, and you know I almost shut the park down because we don't play those games. You know, I'm nervous. I do believe that there are people out here that will hurt these babies. So, therefore, I am real nervous when I can't see my child. She's not in my line of sight. But what happened was every time I went outside to find her, she was inside. When I went inside, she was outside. We found each other, and everything was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's pause for the calls.
I'm losing it.
And you know what? I think that's a natural humanistic reflex for any parent, for any loving parent anyway. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up for Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. Yes. Excuse me. Technical
no
difficulties.
Doubt.
Yes.
Hump Day Wednesday. Casey Anthony, not guilty.
Yeah, I knew she was going to get off, though. Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because
I found it shocking and appalling.
But see, the thing is that, it depends on what you saw of the case or versus what you heard. Like, if you watched it, you would have a different, you may have a different view than if you just heard.
And it came down to facts, and they created a reasonable doubt or a shadow of a doubt or whatever.
Exactly, because the prosecution could not prove. I mean, it was all circumstantial. That's all they had. It was a circumstantial case. They didn't have any solid evidence. But I do agree with you when you said, like, no one knows still what happened to the baby. What happened to her?
Which is a problem.
And you're absolutely right. And my thing is that, you know, I understand why she didn't testify. But my thing is, you either did it or you didn't.
She wanted to incriminate herself.
Right, but my thing is, because, look, it's like this. If you did it, then, yeah, you should die. If you didn't do it, then you didn't do it. And her jury of her peers, you know, have found her not guilty. Now, they did find her guilty, however, on the, you know, lying.
Of being a stone-cold liar.
Right, but then look at this, though. Her whole family were liars. So the thing is this, that if everyone that got on the stand, which they did not just get on the stand three times, they got on the stand 19 times between the
multiple
three of them.
Times. Right.
But, so the thing is that if everyone in the courtroom gets to see where you come from, what tree you fell from,
right,
and everyone that you grew up around were liars, what else can you do but be a liar?
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely mixed up in the head.
Right.
Some stuff
so
is going
gave
on.
Her that benefit, apparently, but they still cannot prove. And no one ever said that she was a bad mother. No one that got on that stand ever said that she was a bad mother. No one. Not even her parents. They did say, you know, they couldn't believe that she would do something like that. That's about the only thing you hear. No one said that they saw her abuse that child. Her boyfriend, her fiance or whatever, loved the little girl. So it wasn't a case of, you know, the boyfriend didn't like the child, so let's get rid of her. The grandparents would watch the child because they wanted to anyway. So she never forced the kid on them.
Yeah, what are we talking about, folks? We are talking about this very interesting case of Casey Anthony, in which you cannot escape. It's all over the place. I'm sure there's going to be books and movies and specials and all kinds of ridiculousness. Has justice been served? I don't know. Somebody's feeling like this right now. We'll be right back.
Thank you. M. Hyman Radio Live. You just heard F.U. by CeeLo. Thanks for joining us this evening where we're discussing the Casey Anthony case and how everyone seems to be shocked, everyone except for CeeLo, seems to be shocked by the verdict.
I'm
not
telling you,
guilty.
Because it wasn't airtight. I mean, like,
you know,
it was just strange. My thing is, okay, like, they kept bringing up the masking tape. And they said, oh, well, the masking tape was entangled in her hair. But how did you find, where did you find hair at? I thought all you found was a skull and her little bone. You know, I mean, they were basing it off the trash that was in the trunk. And, you know, saying, oh, well, there was chlorophyll in there, but then the specialist they brought in there was like, well, it was no more than if they had poured Pine Sol in the trunk. So it was like, you know, if they would have found the same duct tape attached to, you know, Casey or something, it needed to be a little bit tighter than that.
Kaylee.
That's what
that
was.
You said Casey, but you were talking about Kaylee. Kaylee Marie Anthony.
August. I mean, they found that same tape attached to her mom.
Got it.
Maybe 2005.
Born 2005, August 9th, 2005. Passed away June 16th, 2008. We're talking about almost a 3-year-old. Charles, a resident of Orlando, Florida, disappeared June 2008. You know, attracted a lot of media attention. You know, her skeletal remains were discovered December 11th, 2008, 5 months after she was reported missing by the grandmother, which was 31 days after she was reported by the mother. Today found not guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated manslaughter of a child, and aggravated child abuse. Not guilty. However, she was found guilty on 4 counts of providing false information to a law enforcement officer, a misdemeanor in the state of Florida. So why lie so much? Why lie about working at Universal Studios? You know, why just lie, if there's nothing to hide?
Why did her family lie? I mean, why did they all sit beside each other and then call each other liars on the stand? Who knows? Like, that is still, like, in everybody's mind. That's why I think they thought she was going to go down, because of the amount of lies. But, I mean, like, when you got her saying her dad abused her, and then her dad saying he didn't abuse her, but then they really didn't stay on that question too much. They just asked and, you know, kept it moving. And then they brought up his suicide letter. And my thing was, he used to be a police detective. So wouldn't he know what needed to be done just right to get a mistrial or to get them off? I mean, wouldn't the confusion between the stories throw people off anyway? I mean, this was the first time in America that this was an interactive court case, open court case. And I hope they don't ever do this again.
We got James out in Vibe Beach hanging out with us. James, if your child comes up missing, is it going to take 31 days for you to let somebody know?
Yeah, as soon as I realize that I'm lost, because my child can't really be lost, I must be the one lost in the situation if I can't find my child. I'm the one responsible. But, the words reiterated by Bill Cosby on the Cosby Show, hey, I brought you in this world and I can take you out. And everybody's heard their parents say this at one point in time. Now, we don't really take it seriously, but when you look at it from that perspective, you think of abortion and things like that. If anybody was going to be able to take you out of this world and get away with it, it should be one of your parents. I mean, if they've been so responsible for you up to this point,
or whatever point in your life, if you're in your parents' house and you don't abide by their rules, you could be put in jail. You know, there's something very interesting. Like what we say, trying to find the evidence and everything. It's hard to find evidence when the child has half of the mother's DNA, and the mother's DNA is supposed to be all over everything and fingerprints. Anyway, you know, that's a hard case to prove. So it's almost like we, in all of our opinions, might need to just, you know, back up off of the situation and let nature be. You know, because that's what really happens. It wasn't the TV and us or none of that.
Hey,
you know, with,
that's what it is. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
WHAC, Team Hammer Radio Live. Dawn Rashad, these tears. Hey, big up to Dawn, Diddy, and that whole crew, Dirty Money. They picked up a BET award. That Last Train to Paris was pretty decent. Getting shouts out to Dirty Money. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with Health and Wellness. Give it up for Domare.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight for tonight's health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. And tonight we are continuing our topic on harmful chemicals and ingredients found in our skincare and foods that we eat that we are not privy to or we don't know anything about. But I just want to bring to light tonight, I'm going to touch quickly on some chemicals that are found in our food that are harmful. That are listed on the food labels and also some actual ingredients that that we find in our foods that are harmful to us that we don't know anything about as well. Now, a lot of the chemicals that are found in our food mostly come from the packaging, the bottles, boxes, cans, plastic packaging, and environmental toxins of that sort. Now, and the reason that these things are harmful and how they get into the food chain is because our animals consume the tainted food or drink the tainted water. Therefore, now it's in our food supply because the animals get it, we eat the animals, so forth and the third. I think you know how that works. Now, I just want to list a couple of chemicals that you may see listed on food packaging or food labels that you didn't know were harmful to you. Bisphenol A or BPA is an organic compound used to harden plastics for water bottles, for baby bottles, and it lines canned goods. Now, the plastic or this particular chemical is found to leak into the water and food, and is detected in over 93% of the American U.S. population's urine. Methanethylene, and that's like a big word, it starts with the E and Mesa, you can't pronounce it, that's probably it. It's a petroleum-based chemical commonly used to make wax-coated food packaging. Now, that's the things like you find like on your cereal, when you open the cereal boxes, those packaging. Now, it was found to make at least 5 people sick last year from eating or smelling that particular chemical. Another one is perfluorochemicals. Now, this is a group of chemicals that contain mostly acid. Now, these acids are found in our non-stick cookware and our water-repellent food packaging, like on your M&M packaging, things of that sort. And this particular chemical has also been linked to causing cancer. Now, I just want you to know, these particular chemicals and other chemicals, they the reason that they're bad for you is because they affect the endocrine system. They disrupt your endocrine system, which mainly deals with your hormones. And they mimic the estrogen in your body and interferes with your hormone function. And that causes breast cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes, heart disease, early puberty, things of that sort. Now, some ingredients you might find on your food labeling packages that are harmful to you are hexane, H-E-X-A-N-E. It's a byproduct of gasoline refining, but most soybean processors use this as a solvent in order to extract the oil from the soybean. So definitely you want to stay away from anything H-E-X-A-N-E that you see on any soy product. I know my sister's a big soy user. This particular neurotoxin is an air pollutant per the CDC, and it also is qualified as an air pollutant by the EPA as well. If you see something called sulfur dioxide or sulfite, and this is a preservative used to help fruits and wines and dried fruits and vegetables from browning, things of that sort, they're linked to hyperactivity and is not recommended for people suffering from asthma. Nitrates, which you know anything about nitrates, are not good if you have any blood disorders. They're definitely fatal for your health. So if you see anything, any type of ingredient that has nitrate associated with it, You do not want to use it because it's going to make hard things or hard deposits into the blood, and it basically it stops the oxygen from getting through the blood like it needs to, and your blood definitely needs oxygen in order to keep it going. And another ingredient that you might see, and next week I'll follow up with giving you some healthy alternatives to, again, skincare and our food products that we eat that we can use that are definitely more healthy to us. But last but not least, this is benzoic acid, which is also found in our – it's a preservative which is found in our condiments, like ketchup packaging, mayonnaise packaging, mustard, things of that sort. Excuse me. This particular acid is also linked to hyperactivity and causes skin and eye irritation. And people who have asthma or suffer from asthma definitely should not use it because it affects their asthma and also can cause neurological problems. So we definitely need to become more educated on the things that we're eating and putting on our body so that we know what it's doing to us and why we're getting sick or why something's going on and we really don't know why or the doctors don't know why. We have to educate ourselves. Thank you for joining me tonight for tonight's Talk and Wellness. And I'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Domare, live out of Chesapeake. We'll keep this conversation going on this verdict with Kaylee Anthony right after this. Domare, live out of Chesapeake, health and wellness.
Maybach music. grind with women who come on their time. She came over and she came a few times. From Crispy Futons to Christian Louboutin. Game over, had her shopping in Milan. 20 racks, really, that sneaker money. Triple white Ferrari, yeah, that's the Easter Bunny. At the season in Vegas, I put the Visa on it. Now all she do is tell me how she used to love me. I let her decorate the real estate. And I let her spend a half a ticket, give or take. A couple dollars, Harry Winston stone collars. Canary yellow, everything plain charter. I spoiled her, maybe because I adored her. More than fly, that girl's a flying saucer. My Mona Lisa painting on the wall came to life. And she said the love of bitches a roll of dice.
Like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me, and I ain't stopping you. She will be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part. Just play your part.
In the physical, not literal. She say that she love me, but what I'm feeling is minuscule. Understand the pride lives in her inner soul. So the devil that drove Jenner got her control. Ain't half the way in sack chasing, getting y'all cake up. Though my paper way thicker than model makeup. But y'all wait up, my mind racing, I'm toes slipping. A lot of women is real, some bitches robbing givens. I never give them no liquid, no pot to piss in. I tend to leave them quite offended if they too dependent. I'm pitching bitches to dream and thinking I'm tricking chicken. I'm simply fucking with bitches that know they whole position. It's real nigga shit, real nigga life. I give my heart to one broad, the others get the pipe. I ain't trying to fight, I ain't trying to fuss. I'm trying for all the money,
you
trying for all the love. All
right. Like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't
Bahama Radio Live, Rick Ross. Hey, we play it all, everyone. You know, don't get your, you know, stuff in a bunch. Ricky Ross. Hey, if you want your music played, hey, we'll play it. We'll play it at least once. If it's hot, we'll keep playing it. Hit us up, tmhamaradiolive@gmail.com. tmhamaradiolive@gmail.com. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. CeeLo, Charlotte, Toya, New Ark, Domare, live from Chesapeake. James checked in. We thought we had the Coopster dropping that Coopology on us out of Washington, D.C. tonight. Sure he'll be stopping back past. Hey, wherever you are in the world, hey, thanks for rocking. It's 9:50 out in New Orleans. Who that? It's 10:50 up there in the Big Y, in the Big Apple, NYC. This thing is just bothering me. Baby was not even 3 years old. Somebody mistreated the baby, and somebody got off. I don't know if it was her. Somebody got off.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a whole. I mean, it's a sad situation, regardless how you look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
it is.
And the thing is that, you know, the thing is too that say for instance, she doesn't know what happened to the little girl. She still. I mean, the thing, she has to live with it the rest of her life. Even for the people who are condemning her now and so forth, they're gonna forget about it at some point. She has to live with that for the rest of her life, regardless.
If you ask me, she looks like she's being haunted right now.
Right.
She looks, you know, pretty freaked out.
Yeah.
I don't know if jail will do that to you, if stress will do that to you,
She was a model inmate, and what is that? But, I mean, yeah, they said she was a model inmate.
What is a model inmate when you're wanted for murder?
Right.
You're being accused of murder.
Right. I mean, yeah. I'm like, how bad do you think she's gonna be? Like, you think she's gonna run in there? I killed my kids. They'll kill her in there.
Yeah.
They would have killed her in there had she ever confessed. She would have never made it to trial.
No, she could
separate those people.
Confess or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know, but yeah, I mean that's a hellified thing to try to live down.
Yeah, I struggle with anyone who deliberately would abuse a child. You know, I just think it's interesting that the whole theory of the fact that the baby had drowned in a pool came up. I mean, do you just pull that out of the air? I mean, why is that even a topic of discussion that
right.
the baby drowned in a pool? Where did that come from?
Yeah,
I
still don't know that. I still don't know where that came from. Well, I'm like, it's not like they found her body in the, you know, in the pool. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? Did they find her with, they didn't find the inflation stuff around her.
Yeah.
I think she likes to swim. I mean, but, you know, most kids that are used to getting in with the flotation devices won't get in without the flotation devices. So, I mean, that's
not,
another, you know, thing to be
she's
raised.
2 years old. You know, and I know some very swift, smart two-year-olds. But, you know, it goes back to what somebody said earlier. I think James said earlier. You know, it's not the child that's lost. It's the parent that's lost. It's your responsibility. Hey, it's 10:53 TMG, Rain, Team Hammer Radio Live.
Call me Rain Man. through the doors without a pat down. Got a bitch all on me before I sat down. Something from the paradox is playing in the background. It's 501 stuffed in these 501s. Look, it's got a shout, just mind me and dance some. Plus I'm rich, young, black, and handsome. I'm bald and straight, and one. So bring that rosé, yo, a team full of high rollers. I'm standing on the sofa, yup, I got her open, yup. Motorboating, yeah, potent stroking. She got a nigga hoping that she'll pop off and blow a nigga until she locked up. In the champagne room, I get my rocks off, cause I am so awesome. Hit your offering, I don't do this often. You gotta put your all in and watch you make it rain, man. Dustin Hoffman.
Like it, like that. If you feel it. love me for this one. I think they like it like that. If you feel it, make a clap like that.
Yeah. This feel real good too.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. LD, like that. Got Dee Dee hanging out in Chesapeake, VA tonight. CeeLo out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Toya hanging out in Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you from Tampa, Florida. Well, Domare was coming to us from Chesapeake. She's having technical difficulties tonight. Hump Day Wednesday in the city. Interesting topic, but we're just going to put a little spin on it. To kind of move away, you know, the reality is we must now embrace something that's real difficult. I don't think we really focus on what Dee Dee mentioned earlier. I think, you know, we want to live our lives thinking that everybody's good, but the reality is there are people out here who hurt children. There are people out here who have ill intentions, and you have to be very protective of your children in the midst of your comings and goings. She mentioned something about being at a family reunion, and her daughter got away from her, and she started to panic. I think that's a humanistic response for any parent. We're going to welcome Coop to the show all the way from Washington, D.C. Is that a natural response for you, Coop, from a man's perspective? I don't have children.
Yeah, I think it's natural. I mean, I think it would be natural for most parents. I mean, there's some out there, like the lady that got off yesterday. Well, she ain't, I don't think she got off. That wouldn't react that way.
If your daughter was missing for any amount of time, you know, well, answer this question. What amount of time is beyond reasonable before you start to panic if she's missing, or if you can't locate her, or if someone can't tell you where she is when you ask?
A couple of minutes. I probably wouldn't panic. I'm not a panicker. I'm not a panicker, so I'm not going to panic. But, yeah, a couple of minutes, I'd be worried.
Yeah. At what point are you panicking? 24 hours later? 4 hours later? Because I get it, yeah, on a couple of minutes. But I'm thinking a non-panicker is going to start panicking, you know, when a child is missing after a certain amount of time. Not 31 days.
Yeah.
You ain't going to start panicking.
Yeah, nah, it ain't going to take no 31 days, but probably, yeah, maybe like an hour, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've spazzed out for less time than that, so, I mean, yeah. I've lost my kid in the house. Like, she was little, and she had a habit of falling out of the bed. And one morning I went in there, and for some reason that didn't cross my mind that she could have possibly fell between the bed and the wall. Didn't cross my mind. All I know is I walked in and she wasn't in there. And I started spazzing out. Like, well, I know that nobody walked. No, I know nobody was crazy enough to come in here. You know,
she
but, yeah.
Fallen asleep between the bed and the wall?
Yeah, she had felt, well, she used to fall out of the bed a lot when she was young. Because she was grown. Like, we would have, I put, like, stuffed animals would line the bottom of her bed. Because she just, I mean, it didn't matter how big her bed was. She found a way to roll out of it. And, yeah, she had rolled in between the bed and the wall. And she was not lost. But, yeah, it didn't take minutes at all. And she was in the house, you know. And I didn't play that on, like, if I couldn't see you, if you can't stay where I can see you when you're outside, you don't need to be outside.
917-889-3926 if you have a comment tonight. Cool. I'm sure you called him with a comment, bro.
Oh, man, mine was, I think that what the jury did yesterday, I see why they didn't find her guilty of murder or manslaughter or anything. I think they maybe could have found her guilty of child neglect, because your child missing for 30 days, that's a little bit much, and you're not telling anybody. If she had told somebody, but then but she didn't tell anybody, that's neglect, and then the lying part. But it was no evidence of the for the whole murder and manslaughter. It's like, okay, if she did it, you can't. I should hear a lot of people making comments on like TV and everything, like Nancy Grace, and they're saying, "Well, she the baby is dead, so who did it?" Or whatever. It's like, you can't just send somebody to jail just to make people feel better if there's no evidence there to show that this is what this person did.
Nancy Grace said, "She killed that baby."
Right.
I think Nancy Grace is crazy.
Yes, okay. She has a hellified style, boy. Yes,
yes sir.
She ends it, and she's so calm. But throughout the entire show, she is get. And then it's next time on Nancy Grace. It's like,
yeah.
She's on medication.
Yeah,
got to be. I'm on what she's
Nancy
taking.
Grace. Hey, Steve God. Harvey can do a funny Nancy Grace. Hey.
Hilarious.
She was.
How that when he does that? And he sounds just like her. And he always cuts back to her talking about her twins.
Yes. She loves her twins, boy. She seemed like she was pregnant 2 years. But, yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's neither. She's kind of old, too, to have kids. So I don't know. Like,
entertainment and national news live out of Charlotte. Maybe we'll get a report on Nancy Grace. Take flight.
Kush on track.
Purchase your tracks today.
We can take flight, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight. I can give you what you want, it's all what you need. So come on, take flight, baby, ride with a G. Take flight, what a nigga, take flight, what a nigga, take flight, what a nigga, baby, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight.
Okay, you can get my number and call me when you're lonely. Got a boyfriend, I can be your homie. Love a friend, see all I do is win. Just say you wanna fly, but baby come on in. And we gon' take flight, blast off. Close your eyes, open up and see a place you never saw. And if you like that ice, I'll buy you diamonds with no flaw. And once I put that dick up on you, girl, I bet you can't walk. Now tell me what's so fancy, I know what you want your man to be. Look at your man, now look at me. FEDs around me, I'm still a G, and that's the show. I got some cash, gotta make some more. I pick Jordy up and away we go. Roger that, info.
Baby, if you wanna take, we can take flight. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight. I can give you what you want, it's all what you need. So I'm gonna take flight. Baby, ride with a G. Take flight, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight. I can give you what
with my hide eye. No lame niggas, no dumb hoes. A place nobody know about. Get away so we can beat this one and two. That's you and me. You go to work, I'm in the Navy. No babies, we were free. Love is what I witnessed when we kissing. Move my spirit, I'm so serious. Pay a visit, end up giving you the business. No, you heard the lies, guess I'm even claim to witness how I'm fucking up they heart. They say I'm playing with their feelings. Red bone, that's it too. Blessed attitude, what I'm into. Nice dance with a pretty face. Good talk game and men too. Ain't scared to do the other things that them other girls ain't used to. I had to do this for all my ladies, so this song for all of you.
Baby, if you're on a smoke, we can taste that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's taste like. I can give you what you want. So what you need. So fuck on a taste like. Baby, ride with a G.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Determine your destiny. WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. It's 11:14, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo with entertainment and national news.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. It's Wednesday, July 6, 2011. Okay, so let's start out with President Obama. President Obama had a town hall Twitter meeting tonight, and a lot of issues were addressed. And, of course, the hot issue that people have been talking about for the last couple of weeks is the debt ceiling. Yeah, that was a hot item. And the president stated that he would deal with Congress within the next 2 weeks in regards to the deficit and the possible increase of the federal debt ceiling. And negotiations are to take place on this coming Thursday. So we'll have an update for you guys next Sunday. Now, in other news, the feds have stopped the 2-year deportation process for Henry Belandia, who had came into this country about 10 years ago as a salsa dancer. Now, why they stopped his process was because he's a gay immigrant, and he married an American citizen last year in Connecticut. So now, because, you know, gay marriage is constitutional now, you know, they've stopped the deportation process, so you don't have to just marry a man or a woman to stay in the country now. You can marry the same sex and still stay in the country. Okay. Now, this is entertainment news. A little sad, but this afternoon, an aspiring rapper, Big A Threat of Harlem, he was one of two men shot by a man on a bicycle on East 128th Street today. Bigger was shot in the thigh, and the other young man, Laquan Parks, was shot in the head and died on the scene. And who is he? Big A Threat is a, like I said, Harlem rapper. He created several diss records last year aimed at dipset rapper Jim Jones and also Hell Rel. And, okay, how about this? This is something new. Remember, I was talking about Sasha Gray. She's been in the news, you know, in correlation with Eminem. But Sasha Gray, she's starting a DJ career, and she'll be performing for the first time this coming weekend at Club Enclave on West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. So it'll be $20 entrance fee. So if you're in Chicago, you get to check that out. Sasha Gray, the ex-porn star, who quit porn in April of this year. So everybody can turn over a new leaf and try new stuff. And last but not least, Beyonce's album, album 4, is number one on the Billboard chart. So big up to B. You knew you were going to burn up the charts. So let's see how long she stays in at number one. Yeah, but that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news. Dun, dun, dun.
You seem to always know where the porn stars are.
I'm already convicted. My whole life has been turned around. I lost every job. I lost everything, every opportunity. I can't get buy cars, can't get rent, can't get none of that. But I'm still a survivor. You know, I'm still coming to court, still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
Love. Radio Wars. Love. It's Radio War. Love, love, love. What? Radio War. Radio War. Love. How's Tupac back? When he never left, I make Tupac trap. Then Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. You would've made Tupac mad. I was raised on rock. I got Tupac swag. How's Tupac back? When he never left, I make Tupac trap. Then Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. I got Tupac swag. I was raised on rock. It's like Pac is my dad. Hey, what up, Rob? Hey, what up with ya? If I was here, you know damn well he wouldn't fuck with ya. Police nigga, you can hold these niggas. Yeah, Pac still alive and I'ma show these niggas. Hey, and fuck, fuck, flex with pop and shit on stage. If you pop up dead, I wouldn't be too amazed. I got Tupac juice, that's why I don't fuck with no roots. I got that Tupac flow, that's why I live in a booth. Throw up my Tupac rag, got every color he had. I live a Tupac life, that's why they want me dead. But I'm Tupac black, so shoot me in the head. And I still won't die. And even if I did, the whole world would think it's a lie. Cause I'm a legend like Pac. I think outside of the box, and I shoot at the cops. It's me against the world. So you know my gun is my girl. Pitching me rolling, yeah, Lord ball, I keep bowling. And I never met the nigga, but I feel like I know him. Ain't wrote a rhyme since 96, it's gotta be him flowing. Got a real ghost writer, from the one up higher. That's why everything I spit fire, like it's fresh out the fryer. That's right, I'm back in Atlanta. Don't get smacked with the hammer, cause I'll spit in your camera while I fix my bandana. Ha! That's my new style, too. That's my new style. That's my new style, too. That's my new style. I Tupac back when he never left. I make Tupac trap. Then Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. You would've made Tupac mad. I was raised on rock. I got Tupac swag. I Tupac back when he never left. I make Tupac trap. Then Tupac death, I make Tupac glad. I got Tupac swag. I was raised on rock. It's like Pac is my dad.
You are listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Tupac Back by Lawless. Yes, and I think we still have, excuse me, Coop on the line. Coop, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Now, continue speaking on the topic of the evening, the Anthony case. I think we agreed on that, like when the verdict, I mean, that you weren't surprised either when the verdict came out.
No, I wasn't surprised because it was sloppy. They had the prosecutor put up an expert that said that it was high levels of chloroform in the trunk, and then they put up another expert that contradicted that expert and said it was no more chloroform in the trunk than you would find if you spilled a bottle of pine sol. It was like, how can you not know that person is going to say that? And if you're on the jury, if you're on the jury and they say there's no broken bones, and yeah, it had this duct tape, but it was barely hanging on, it wasn't across where the nose and the mouth would have been at, it's like everything the prosecutor's saying that happened is speculation.
Right.
So, and the one thing that was questionable with me was the, huh?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and as we all know, just living life, there are plenty of times when how something looks on the outside is not necessarily how it happened on the inside.
Yeah, and I think the prosecution got caught up in a lot of speculation early in the game, so it came down to be a credibility issue based on what they were presenting, you know, and that's pretty much what casted that shadow of a doubt. And if there's a shadow of a doubt, then, you know, you got to do something different.
The defense used the prosecution's, you know, used their argument against them.
Exactly.
That's how they won. They took everything that the prosecution said, put it up in their face, and was like, well, here, because this is what they say about her. And then they broke
down.
Because
it wasn't a tight hypothesis. I mean,
right. You
know, they didn't, their premise was off, the hypothesis was upside down. Again, Coop said it. There was a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
Basically, what the defense did, the defense said to the jury, they said the prosecution is right. They have proved that Casey is a terrible mother, but they did not prove that she is a murderer. And we're not here to judge her on her mothering skills. We're here to judge her on whether she killed her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like.
Looked at her mother and was like, well, where the hell was she going to learn how to be a good mother?
Yeah, good point.
And then for her
dysfunction in the house.
If in fact her father did molest her, she said her father and her brother did. So you're telling me that you're looking at someone who was around her parents, who let the child be there but wouldn't leave the child by itself with the father, wouldn't leave the child by itself with the uncle. Nobody testified to that. I mean, nobody said that, you know. No, I mean, yeah, nobody dispelled that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever said she was a horrible parent. I mean, nobody got up there besides the prosecution, and that's whatever they were building. They were painting a picture and hoping that they – the jury stuck with that.
And one thing that
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was saying one thing that got me was that when they brought up that the father had helped her, when the defense brought up the father had helped her cover it up because it was an accident with the whole pool thing, that might have been kind of fudged and just something that, you know, some mess thrown together. But people had to remember that the father was a former homicide detective. So if there's anybody that knew how to do anything to cover this thing up,
right?
It was the father, because he was the one that would investigate these type of cases. It kind of takes you back to the O.J. trial. Like a lot of people, O.J. did this and that, this and that. I'm one of the people that think that justice was serving the O.J. trial because out of all the evidence they had, Mark Furman got up there and sat there and they asked him, they said, did you tamper with the evidence? And he said, I plead the fifth. They said, it's your name, Mark Furman. I plead the fifth. And he was the one that had control of all the important evidence for like 48 hours before he turned it in. And he pled the fifth on all of it. And it's like you can't send somebody to jail when all the key evidence is not there or is called into question.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah, and then when they were trying to blame the guy who found the remains and he kept calling the police, checking to see if they went out there, and they never said anything. They never replied to him. And then when they did find the body, they tried to blame him and say that he moved the body. He kept the body in a bag until the month that the police found it, and that he went back out there and put it back out there. Like, who the hell does that? And he didn't ask for no money or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
what would he kill him for?
We've heard stranger things, though.
Well,
you know?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy. My thing, why are these parents keeping it? Okay, set aside Casey Anthony. Okay, fine. She's not guilty. She didn't kill her kid. Okay, fine. But what is up with these parents killing their kids, period? What is up with people killing kids? I mean, it's been going on for a long time. But it's like when you have children yourself, it seems like you kind of don't even want to have grandkids. Like, you who wants to grow up in this crap?
Well, I think all seriousness, not that we haven't been serious, but I think you ask a question that is a problem. And I think it comes down to a few different things. There's no one thing, you know, but I think you have to pretty much be out of your mind to want to harm a child, let alone your own child, something that came from you. I think depression has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, people feeling, you know, totally outside of themselves, you know, hopeless, worthless, stepped on, you know, and in turn, they just make some bad decisions. I think alcohol, drugs, and depression has a lot to do with things that drive, you know, that type of behavior. Because our reflex, who would want to hurt a child? But the other side of that is mental health. Because, you know, you got to think about pornography and, you know, predators. And, you know, go to www.watchdog.com. You know, go to that website. You know, put in your zip code. You know, see how many child molesters live right in your neighborhood.
Right.
This is a very serious subject, and this is not about being judgmental tonight. You know, I'll say this. You know, God bless Casey Anthony and her family, because they need help right now. People are strange and bizarre, you know, and when you talk about hurting kids, you know, people take that very seriously, so they need some protection right now. But
yeah,
we have to protect our children like never before, because everybody doesn't have the mindset that you shouldn't harm children, unfortunately.
Right. Right. Oh, my. You know what's crazy? You just made me think of, and this just happened this over the weekend, matter of fact, where this couple, they were walking along the beach, and this man just walked up and picked the little boy up. He was like a two-year-old little boy. And the man just picked him up and just started walking away with him. But luckily, the father turns around and sees the man running off with the kid, and they catch him and everything, and the man was a pedophile. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why I try to tell you, got to keep your kids, like, you got to know where they're at. Because just because you don't think that anybody's going to touch them or they can fend for themselves, they're kids.
When
they're,
you say pedophile, to www.watchdog.com. If you're listening to this show online, go to www.watchdog.com. It will show you the number of pedophiles in your area, like right around your house, on your block, up the street, you know, and it's serious business. And let me tell you something. You can't always just identify a pedophile.
Nah, by no means.
They look like you, they look like me.
Real. They're in the high schools. They are, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I mean, it's scary to say, but yeah, man.
They're all around our children.
And you got to have an open communication with your children, too, and make sure that they know where people aren't supposed to touch them, or that they're not supposed to just go with people, even if you know them. Like,
yeah, no doubt. Love your children so they don't have to go in the street looking for love in all the wrong places. We'll be right back.
You're baby. Hold on. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Guess that's the only way you can talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, Nelly. Let's go.
Radio Live. Make sure you tune in every Sunday from 7 to 9, Wednesdays from 10 to 12, and Fridays from 10 to 11. Blog Talk Radio.
You like that, right? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, give somebody some theme music and
I know, right? And run with it. Yes.
Hey.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you. I'm gonna get it to play on my phone. Now, somewhere.
When you start talking about messing with people's children, I think you are charting some very dangerous territory. I am of the mindset that there's just some things that, you know, you just don't do. You just will never have good luck. And life isn't based on luck. I don't really even believe in luck. But I believe in this life, you get out what you put in. And,
just the thought. I don't know. I mean, it's like you look at the people who have molested children for years and abused kids for years, and then finally someone breaks and tells. And then children or grown people come out by the droves saying, yes, that person touched me too. And to think they all thought that they were by themselves, and had they just said something to someone, it could have been ended long, you know, like way earlier, because they would have found out that they were not the only one.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Domer, thank you for your health and wellness segment. You made a great point earlier in the show that I'd like you to revisit. You were speaking of your daughter getting lost, but she really wasn't lost in the panic that you experienced. Can you share that again?
Forgive me for my background surrounding, but what I was just saying is that my panic is very serious, because in my eyes, in my generation, pedophiles and child molestations and child kidnappings and abductions have grown tremendously. So I am extremely nervous when it comes to my daughter, my goddaughter, my nieces and nephews being out of my line of sight wherever I am. I mean, I panic at the drop of a dime. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Probably not good on my nerves, but at the same time, I think that, you know, I think you should. That should be your instinct. If your child is not in your line of sight, you should, I don't want to say panic is the right word, but you should immediately jump into action. Okay, let me find them. I need to locate them right now. Maybe not panic, because sometimes you can't think clearly, be focused, and be rational when you panic. However, you do need to take action immediately. You don't need to wait 31 days. You don't need to go have a party. Hello? I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm saying, though.
Right.
I couldn't defend her on that one at all. It was no way in the world, because nobody can answer that question but her.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But we aren't here to judge. It's 11:41.
And I know you work hard for y'all. So let's put in some more. cause I know
you need it.
Stressed, just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Didi, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back? Call her, 757-270-6469. Didi, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Okay,
know I'm no reflection. Pockets fat like butt injections. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsored me with this bag of rent. You package that they lacking it. No wonder why the made us on that back with suit. You got it, girl. Tongue ring showing you and I the girl. The dope rider, girl. Go flying, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, sub, go. With the sun, I think around like right to the wind and I'm down.
Probability of the jury tampering, like how they had to keep they had to keep stopping because of the jurors. I mean, and you want to see a juror of her peers, but, I mean, most of them were older than she was. I think it was only a couple people that did not have children at all.
I have got to pause for the cause to make sure, because I'm getting all kind of nasty messages. That was day 26, Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash. I knew who it was. I just couldn't remember. Day 26, Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash. Be on the lookout for that new Day 26 CD coming at you real soon. Again, Day 26, Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash. Sorry.
Congratulations. Yeah, because I totally zoned out on that one. I really did.
And clearly, me too.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine. We're human. It happens.
No diggity.
Not against the law. It's not against the law.
Hey, 6 minutes left in the show. We appreciate you all for the support. We're on a mission to become one of the world's largest, baddest interactive internet radio shows, and your support helps to make that happen. Check us back here on Friday inside the Cypher. Then again on Sunday, 7 p.m. Friday, 10 p.m. Sunday, 7. We do it all over again. Hey, Money Monday. Hey, because I got love for y'all, I just started a new program. And for people who've been hanging with me or who know me, they're like, damn, you've been doing a lot of programs. Hey, it's self-improvement. Don't judge me. Hey, but I just started a new finance program with Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is that dude. Google Dave Ramsey, DaveRamsey. And I'll big people up, but this dude is definitely trying to help you. I am going to share every Money Monday, starting next Monday, tips that I'm getting every Tuesday from the previous week. This past Tuesday, I learned about super savings, and I'll talk to you all about super savings this coming Monday, 10 p.m., TM Hama Radio Live. And I might even invite some of the students on to share some of their experiences. And we're going to help you as we try to help ourselves, because that's what this platform is all about. We got love for you again. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, Angels, take us home.
Well, whatever you do, do it well. Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
And be blessed. And speaking of Dave Ramsey, you got to make sure you tell them they need to read Financial Peace. Financial Peace,
hey,
visit it. You can get
Financial Peace University. It's where is that?
Yes. And it only costs like $99 to do it. And you learn more than what that course will
cost. Did you go through the course, Toya?
Yes, I took that course. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey. So you know what? Money Monday is, me and you, we're going to put it down starting. So super savings on Monday, Toya.
That's fine.
Super savings on Monday. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Join us back 10 p.m. inside the Cypher. Hey, Joe, good night.
Don't want to be a player. Don't
See him, 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 see him,